The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the Friday edition of Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
A happy Memorial Weekend Friday to you, John Hancock.
Back at you, big boy. Happy Memorial Day to all of you out there who are listening.
Yeah, do you, what do you do in observance of Memorial Day?
I remember.
Yeah, ditto.
Mm-hmm.
Did you encounter much traffic out there today? It feels like the holidays already started.
Zero traffic on the roads. Very nice. And the sun was not blinding me as I was heading eastward on Highway 40.
Nice.
Yeah.
We spent some time, about an inning or two together yesterday at the ballpark.
We did indeed. It was my grandson Nico's first baseball game.
So he had on a badge or a button
that
said, "Today's my first baseball game." Is that something the Cardinals gave him, or is that something your daughter dug up?
No, the Cardinals. They have a thing at Section 143.
Right.
There's a little booth there, and you get your picture taken. You get a little button that you put on, and it's cool.
That's cool. What is your Cardinal game? Do you know what your first Cardinal game was?
I don't remember it, but Mom and Dad took me and my siblings to Sportsman's Park.
Okay.
1965, which was the last season of Sportsman's Park.
Wow.
It was called Busch Stadium then. And, so I went to the game. We don't have any pictures from it, though.
Yeah, I bet not.
I got plenty of pictures with Nico yesterday.
Yeah, and, you got a ton of them. And he's like a little guy, Smiley, that little guy.
Oh, yeah. No, he's...
He's a mover, too.
He
was jiggling around, and he was ready to go down and run on the field, wasn't he?
Yeah, he kept trying to escape. And, he's quite the dude.
After the ball game yesterday, disappointing game, although we've had a pretty good run here. Hopefully this team will put it together tonight as we go on the road, right?
Yeah, we're in Cincinnati tonight, 7 games over .500, and nobody expected to see this out of this particular ball club, and it's been fun.
Yeah, it has been fun. Did you get to see any of the final episode of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last
night? I did not.
You heard who his big guest was, right?
Paul McCartney.
Yes. Yeah. Sir Paul McCartney was there, and he sang Hello, Goodbye. And there's just something about Paul McCartney's music because, I mean, every song everybody knows on nearly every word to it. And it got me to thinking.
Yes.
You remember your first Cardinal game. Do you remember, were you old enough to remember when John Lennon was assassinated?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was 16 in 1980. We, all of us, learned about it watching Monday Night Football with Howard Cosell.
Right. That's, I forgot. Yeah, that happened on a Monday night, and he announced it to the whole world. And what about Elvis Presley? That's another one of those deaths that kind of marked a change in time.
1977 on the toilet was Elvis.
That's where you were when you heard about Elvis.
No, that's
Presley.
Where Elvis was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in 77. I do remember it.
You do remember?
I'm old.
Man, that's a guy there's a couple of Elvis songs I like, and I know I'm running on some real thin ice here.
Phenomenal voice.
And the older I've gotten, the more I've appreciated the amount of movies he put out.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he was singing in almost every movie he was in.
The guy was prolific.
Yeah.
And across genres, he did a whole bunch of gospel albums as well.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He was prolific. My wife loves Elvis Presley.
My first exposure to Elvis Presley was a movie called Blue Hawaii.
Right.
It'll be a blue Hawaii. I don't know what the songs were.
Blue
Christmas?
Yes.
But, that's when he would shake his hips and stuff. But I don't remember him dying, and it was such a big deal. And
my guy's just making stuff up.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. So you say George Ann's an Elvis freak?
Oh, big time, yeah.
Like, have you been to Graceland and done the whole deal?
So, yes and no.
Okay.
She wanted to go to Graceland. I had very little desire to go to Graceland, and it's not in the best part of town. So I pulled into the gas station across the street from Graceland and let her out of the car.
Uh-huh.
So she walks across the street and walks up the lawn. She's going, and the security stops her. You know, she didn't go through the line properly. But she ultimately got in and experienced it, and you know, and what? I waited in the car.
What, you were like the chauffeur? I'm here dropping off Miss Georgian.
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
That must have been an exciting time. So lots going on this weekend. Any big Memorial Day plans?
Probably go to the Greek Festival.
Yeah, we're going to talk to somebody from the St. Louis County Greek Festival here in just a couple of minutes. That's the Greek church that's right there, at 270 and Highway 40?
Yep, and it's Assumption Greek Orthodox Church. And when we come back, we're going to visit with Greg Simos. He's the head of the organizer of the St. Louis County Greek Festival, and that'll be next right here on KMOX.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
And welcome back to the Hancock and Kelly Show. We're going to stick around here for an hour with Amy and Chris at the top of the hour. And John, I look forward to this holiday every year.
How about that?
Just so we can discuss the Greek Festival, because you being one of the whitest guys I know, will suddenly burst into some of these Greek words like balaklava. And I'm always impressed that you know all these Greek words. Why is it that you know the Greek words so well?
Because my wife is 100% Greek, and my son this morning is actually in Athens.
Nice.
And flying to what was formerly known as Istanbul.
Oh, Constantinople.
Yes.
What happened there? It's nobody's business, right?
Yeah,
except the Turks.
The Turks are bad.
All right, let's go to the celebrity guest line, which is the Quiver River Electric guest line, where we're joined by Greg Simos of the St. Louis County Greek Festival. Greg, welcome to KMOX.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's finally here, May 22nd through the 25th. We've got the St. Louis County Greek Festival. Give us all the details, where we go, how we can participate.
Yep. So this time of year, it's our annual festival. We are located in Town and Country, basically Manchester and 270. We are going to be here Friday, today, Saturday, Sunday from 11 to 8, and then Monday from 11 to 3. We've got all our delicious food. We have live music. We have dancing. We have church tours. We got something for everyone.
Well, that sounds amazing. And of course, we go every year, Greg, and the food, tremendous. So let's start with the Dalmatius. Tell me about the Dalmatius.
So the Dalmatius are grape leaves that we have ground beef and rice and then wrapped in a grape leaf. A majority of our food is still made here in church by our parishioners, and that is one of them. So those are homemade.
The loving hands of the parishioners there at Assumption Greek Orthodox Church. And, of course, my favorite, and I've made this myself, I must say, and I don't like to talk, Greg, but it was pretty darn good. I made the pastizio.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, pasticcio is delicious and very impressive that you were able to put that together. I cannot.
Huh.
The pasticcio is noodles, ground beef, and a bechamel sauce. It's a meal in itself.
It is.
Amazing.
It absolutely is, and you've got the souvlaki plate, and there's just so many good things. But it's not just the food. There's a lot of Greek culture that folk will experience at the Greek festival.
Yeah, one of our main goals, obviously this is the biggest fundraiser for our church just to be able to operate it, but it's a way for us to share our culture. We still have a lot of immigrants. I'm first generation, so we still have a lot of the heritage and the culture and the language. So it's something that gives us a chance to share it with the greater St. Louis area.
Yeah. And where are your people from in Greece?
So my parents are both from northern Greece, called Epiros. That is the area, more of a mountainy region.
Nice. Yeah. My father-in-law's folks are from Cape Hadicea.
Okay.
Right on the Aegean there.
All right. So let's give them the details again. Is there a website address where people can get all this information?
Yes. All the information that you need is at stlgreekfest.com. When you come, we have shuttles available, so you'll see a ton of signs that will guide you to the parking lots. We have three shuttles that are shuttling back and forth. We are cashless. So it's credit card, debit card only, free admission. Come on by.
Okay, and that is Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And on Monday, to wrap it all up on Memorial Day, 11 to 3 p.m., can you take out orders?
You can't. So we do have to go. You still have to come in, wait in line, but we have everything that you can need to pack it up and take it home with you.
All right, Greg. Well, good luck with the St. Louis Greek Festival, stlgreekfest.com, right there in West St. Louis County. So kind enough to join us. And, John Isla, I am a recent convert to Greek food myself, having spent a little time over in Greece. The tomatoes, man, the way they cut those tomatoes up. And they've got the cucumber in there.
Oh,
and
the food is magnificent.
What's the name of that cheese that the Greeks have?
Feta.
Feta. Yeah. What is feta cheese?
It's a cheese.
Yeah. What is it, like goat or cow or what?
I think it might be goat.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is your favorite food in the world? Your wife's not listening, so if it's not Greek, you don't have to say
Italian.
It. Yeah. Ditto.
Yeah.
Are you a pasta guy?
I love pasta.
Yeah. The problem I have with pasta is that I just can't eat a little of it.
Right.
I got to put the feed bag on.
Yeah. And no, I mean, once you start, you're in.
I went by an Italian restaurant last night.
Did you?
I went by a friend of mine that was in from out of town. I went by a place, Charlie Gito's on the Hill. Have you ever been there?
I'm familiar with it, yes.
Man, oh, man. And you just, the whole neighborhood over there on the Hill.
Yeah.
Smells so good once you
get around. I mean, you're everywhere.
Well, I was in St. Charles yesterday. I went to the Cardinal game with you. Ooh. I went to Charlie Gito's last night. I was early in bed to try to watch Stephen Colbert and fell asleep.
Yeah.
Didn't get to see Paul McCartney come on with him. And you, my friend, just went from the ball game. But you probably had to be exhausted after chasing that little one around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it was so much fun. I mean, the first ball game with your grandson. I mean, life doesn't get any better than that.
We've always talked about Labor Day kind of being the kickoff to the general election season.
Right.
And that will be the case. But as you and I have talked so much about it, John, the general elections in most instances don't matter.
They don't.
The primaries.
Yes.
And here we are on Memorial Day. And I would argue that this really is the kickoff to election season here in Missouri, because in 2 months, folks will be going to the polls and in virtually every race who is chosen in the primaries, whether it be in the city, the Democrat, or in St. Charles, the Republican, that's going to be who wins.
Yeah, I mean, that's the world we live in now. And I don't know that the public yet fully appreciates how important it is to participate in primary elections. If you want to have a real voice in picking your leaders, you have to vote in August.
Yeah, and this is something that's changed even in our lifetimes. I mean, there always used to be
the last 20 years
a general election, but the reality is I would say almost 90 to 95% of the races, where if you can hear our voice, will be decided in August. Whoever wins that election.
Yep.
And it's got to be uncomfortable, right? Because folks like yourself who grew up Republican or myself who grew up Democrat, depending on what county you live in, you got to go participate in the party's primary that matters in the county you live in.
Yeah, that's really the key, So if you live in St. Louis City and you're a Republican, but you want to have a voice in who's ultimately going to be your leaders, then you go vote in the Democrat primary. And ditto in St. Charles, if you want to have a voice in who your county executive is going to be, you've got to vote in the Republican primary in August.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable, but that's the world we live in. He's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. Stick around. We're going to stick in with Amy and Chris taking you through Memorial Day.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.